Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Here we are.
Yep.
Rock and Roll Tuesday on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
I'm Freddie Kiger.
I thought so.
Yep.
Good to see you.
Okay, good to be seen. Thank you. Anything's now, it's all good?
Now, you're going to play a...
Well, you are.
I'm going to play a song.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're going back to 1956 again.
All right.
Because our question yesterday was 1956, so I thought, what the heck? I'll follow up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number one tunes. This is a toughie a little bit, folks. On this day back in 1956, Ron's about to play one half of the number one single in America.
Yeah.
In other words, the A side.
Right.
Name that song, the artist, and name the B side, which shared the number one status.
Oh, now this is really going to get interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah.
Both sides of this record got to be number one at the same time.
That's pretty phenomenal.
That don't happen a whole lot. Now, that being said, back in the 50s, Billboard had several little charts floating around, so it's a little bit of funky stuff going on. It wasn't the hot Billboard 100 that we're accustomed to right now.
Yeah.
But even then, one single. I want you to name the song that Ron plays, the artist, and then here's the tough part. What's on the flip side?
Yeah.
Which was also number one.
Wow. Well, why don't you hand me this record?
And you know what? Tell you what, if nobody gets it, turn it over and play a little bit of the second side. Awesome. It won't take more than
somebody will get
2 seconds.
Okay.
For somebody to figure that one out.
All right. Well, hand it to me here. I'll
you got
put it on the turntable.
Yeah, be careful. There's a scratch on one side.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie.
What a great song. What a two-sided hit.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
And you shouldn't be cruel.
That's right.
Don't be cruel.
Double-sided smash single,
hound
number
dog.
One, from August the 18th to November the 3rd.
Wow.
Elvis.
That's a long time.
And then when that double-sided smash left number one, Elvis was right back with
Love Me Tender, Love Me True, Never Let Me Go. Thank you very much.
Freddie has left the building.
Yes. Best of mashed potatoes. Thank you.
That's really good, man. Yeah, give me a big old banana sandwich.
And Love Me Tender was the number one for 5 weeks. I mean, it was like the Beatles in 64.
He was a juggernaut.
He was. But also recorded a lot of music that had been done by African-American artists.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that's great stuff.
Thank you.
That's good, man.
All right, buddy. I'll see you.
Great Rock and Roll Tuesday. And tomorrow.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you got it.
Leave the light on.